Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Suzanne.
And we are best friends and business partners who understand how our lives and our work are intertwined.
And we talk about the challenges that are up for us because, just like you, we're trying to get better all the time.
Rachel, today we're talking about the article that I sent you last week, the one that really grabbed my attention, with the headline that was promoting a study that Northwestern and Notre Dame had come out with. The title of the article that I sent you said, "Most Successful Women Surround Themselves with Other Women."
I totally remember it, and I'm glad we're going to talk about it. But I also remember the graphic that was associated with it.
Which
remember
was painful.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a silhouette, you know, a group of women. I've seen variations of this graphic everywhere. A group of women in silhouette, you know, black shapes of women, and they're all in pantsuits, and they're all square, perfectly square people in pantsuits.
Which feels to me like the post-Me Too woman of choice.
Whenever, the power posture.
Yes, yeah. Like in their power stances. With the one exception of the woman in the middle who didn't get the memo, who's like in a skirt looking over to the side in a ponytail. Maybe she's like their assistant. But anyway.
Right, but what, yeah, okay. I was just going to say that the other, before the Me Too movement, the silhouette of the woman was a complete sex pot.
Yes,
it was like
sex
that
pot,
Playboy
right.
bunny with the wasp waist and the big boobs.
Uh-huh. Right. So maybe this is an improvement, but it was I found the whole thing troubling. But the good news was it was a fascinating study, and we're going to talk about it today, because apparently the data is showing that more than 75% of high-ranking women maintained a female-dominated inner circle with strong ties, this is what the study said, to two or three women with whom they communicated frequently. That was interesting. And here was the contrast. Men with a larger network, regardless of gender makeup, were more likely to earn a high-ranking position. So this was the comparison. Women tended to keep this smaller inner circle of women that they trusted, and that's what, in theory, led them to become high ranking, while men, who are also powerful, had a wider variety of men, women, anyone as part of their network. That's an interesting
right.
finding.
It's a finding that they concluded that the reason is that women's inner circle, their small group of female friends, are exchanging information about jobs and job cultures and the ways to succeed with one another, and that's what makes women successful, and that men who don't need that have large, broad networks, and that's what makes them successful. And I think you and I know, because this is what we're going to talk about, you and I might come to a different conclusion. This made us think first about what this means for us, because that's what we always do, but also we couldn't help but wonder.
I started to wonder, and I wondered, which led me to wonder. I had to wonder. I started to wonder. I couldn't help but wonder. I couldn't help but wonder. I couldn't help but wonder.
What does this mean for all of us? What does this mean about our networks? Maybe we should be thinking about our networks in very different ways.
You're going to walk away from this episode with a whole new understanding of what networking really means. And here's a spoiler alert. We have even created a new networking category. I'm going to give Rachel, I think this goes to you. It was a new branded term. I loved it the minute I heard it, that we are pretty sure is going to go viral. And you can help us with that.
I'm just sitting here stunned that you gave me credit for anything. So thanks. Okay, Suzanne, let's start by talking about how we actually are with women, because I think that's the key to the question about why are women who surround themselves with a very small inner circle of women more successful? And also, how are we with men? And what can we learn about the ways that we're different between women and men? And then what does that tell us about how we should be shaping our networks? So I feel like I'm not always more myself with women just because they're women. It's not that. And the study made it very clear that it's about that small inner circle, like two or three women. I do know this, that with my very few, like five close friends with whom I'm in contact a lot, I'm definitely my real self, total, all barriers down. I'm naked with them. I mean, not literally. I'm
sometimes
not naked with you. I'm never.
No,
naked
you
with
are. You have never been naked with me. No,
you've never been naked with me. I mean, it would be weird if one of us were naked and not the other. But anyway, that's not the point. I'm just saying that's, I think, a key to something here is that the very few women we know that well, we are really authentic with.
Well, I can tell you for sure that that's where I learned to be my most authentic self, was surrounded by other girls. I mean, I've talked on this show often about camp, going to an all-girls camp in northern Wisconsin, being where I feel like I developed my self, my primary self. I return to it all the time. I mean, if you had to wake me up at 2 a.m. and ask me to define myself, the core features of who I am today at 50, I would go back to that person. I would go back to the attributes that were developed there. Any sense of my sense of humor, the things that I enjoy doing, the sort of things I find playful, the things I like to do, like writing, creativity, all of that was there, but also the way I engage with other women. And it's also the reason I know that my authentic self was developed there is because the relationships I have from that moment in time snap back in place instantly. And I think that's a real tell. So the way I link that experience at camp, that kind of knowing who I am when I'm my authentic self, is that that is my networking habit. And it's not just because I'm an introvert. It really is about me wanting to repeat that effect again and again. So I'm always trying to seek those kinds of small group experiences. I've found in my later life as an adult that there's a lot of men. I have a lot of circles of men from the entrepreneurship community and other places. So it's not just women, but I am looking for those kinds of experiences.
Yeah. I mean, it's very up for me right now, too. I have exactly that same experience of my – so I can really date this to the election of Donald Trump, where I – it wasn't the election. It was the Charles Murray bubble study that came out right after the election, where you took this quick test and you discovered, oh, my God,
oh God,
I live
yes.
in a tiny bubble,
oh, yeah.
right?
That was scary.
And it really – started to make me hyper aware of how I live in this small New York bubble, Eastern, you know, highly educated. It was just like making me crazy that I didn't know what I didn't know. And I have really, and especially recently, become really kind of aggressive in seeking out broader communities that know a whole lot about stuff I know nothing about. These tend to be men. I just got back from a weekend in San Francisco, which is a perfect example of a small group of very sophisticated men who were really sophisticated about stuff I know nothing about. Interestingly, in that group and in all the groups that I'm now seeking to expand into, I unconsciously, until you said that about your camp experience and the – I have to find the one or two females in the room, in the group, where I can take off my clothes with, so to speak. I can get real with them, which makes it safe for me to then feel I can expand and operate, you know, at my full wattage with men. And if I didn't do that safety check with women, I don't think I would feel the permission to exercise my full power and kind of stand to my full height with men. And that may be what the study is uncovering.
Okay, well, first of all, Dr. Suzanne needs to just chime in here and say, hello, Newton household. I mean, you're an identical twin. And so, of course...
That was a long time ago.
Okay, really? Weren't we just making twin jokes this weekend? No, look, let's just contrast our experiences. And I think it's worth going here because on this show, often we ask our listeners to take this moment of check-in with themselves, to ask where their human, personal, family stories check in with how they behave today. So you're a twin. This pattern of needing to find safety in the intimacy of one other woman who, or two, or whatever that number is that to you represents that close intimacy, so that you can feel safe when you're challenged.
Well, so that I can feel safe when I go out.
Out, right.
Yeah.
So that when you go out is definitely your experience. And by the way, it was entirely new to me when I met you. I was like, wow, I've never had this kind of one-on-one intimacy in my life. No one ever asked me
You're welcome.
Twin like that. Whereas with me, I find my safety in tribes, right? Like, hello, camp, right? Like, I find my safety in the unit of a tribe, of eight, of ten. Like, that feels safer to me.
So, but doesn't the study corroborate what I'm saying? It's that the smaller group of really intimate, that says two or three.
Yes.
Intimate.
Yes.
Right, is what... So you're not going to be successful, but I am. I think that's what the study says. In fact, I'm going to read some of those footnotes. I think it does.
So let's get to the strategy that we've developed here almost unconsciously, because it's not that we disagree with the data in the study. The data's the data. But let's talk about this strategy that you and I started to really play with when we went back into our own histories and asked ourselves. So look, the bottom line is you and I both are successful. We do have interesting networks, and yet you and I do approach networking very differently, and yet we do have some pattern recognition. So let's actually talk about the strategy that emerged that you branded. Let's talk about it.
When we come back.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so what are we seeing here, Suzanne? The question is, what is it about the way we approach networking and that is underlying the data we see in the study that contributes to women's success? And I think we have that answer, and I will give it to you now in our branded term. It is all about network toggling, okay? And by toggling, what we mean is that from 100,000 feet, a network looks like a vast array of binary connections. But in fact, a successful network, apparently for women, but we believe this is true for all, a successful person creates a network that is slightly differentiated. There is a part of the network that is very small and very intimate, in which you have a certain kind of very honest and revealing interactions. And then from there, you have a much broader network that you can expand without those criteria. I mean, frankly, I've often asked on my LinkedIn, you know, Sandy Carden contacted me the other day and said, oh, you know, so-and-so, I really need to get to him. I go, I have no idea who that is.
Right.
But it's very important that I have that small circle, and I need both. And I toggle back and forth in order to get different things from both. And I don't think that that's just women who need that.
Exactly. And so I think that what we're also saying about the toggling is that you have to actually have that safe place where you allow yourself to be yourself. All of us need that. And so if that's women, other women, in other words, if you're a woman and that inner circle is other women, that's awesome. If you're a guy, I mean, look, Rachel, this is what I've observed with David, my husband, and other men that I know who are in YPO.
Absolutely.
Right? The intimacy is with other men in those settings because YPO happens to be largely male-dominated, not, you know, entirely. But
and they are very dependent on those.
Very dependent. So as long as you have that intimacy, that's great, but you should use that to then toggle outside to find and expand your network into other places where you
can apply
the key.
That's the key, because you can make one of two mistakes, right, in this toggling back and forth. If you seek the intimacy and the closeness of and the safety of a small group and stay there,
in it. Yeah,
right? That is both, that's suffocating, and it actually is, it's undermining your potential. And on the other side, if you are all about just expanding and amassing followers and numbers without working on the intimacy of that inner circle, it's going to end up being a very thin experience, and you're not going to learn enough about yourself that helps you grow in the larger world.
So I think where we're really coming down to a certain extent is we're taking gender out of it a bit, because I don't know. I mean, it's not really agree, disagree with the study. It's more about as long as you have, and again, for I'm rewinding my own tape and saying, for me, it's not necessarily agree, disagree about gender. And it's also not necessarily agree, disagree about numbers. I'm saying I'm agnostic about both of those things. What I really agree with is you have to have some safe space where you can be your authentic self, and you have to have some depth to that. So it's not just one person constantly in your face, but then you have to toggle. Then you have to stretch. I was looking at you.
Okay. So I do think it's interesting in where we find ourselves real time right now, Suzanne.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Because historically, we've always said that one of the things that makes this partnership work so well is that I tend to drive deep and you tend to drive across, wide, okay, broad, wide.
Which we've, by
You're
the way,
fat,
said was—
I'm skinny.
Okay,
no.
Stop it.
Okay.
We've said this was the key to our success, by the way. So we actually— In this is the place where we've got to nail the study down, because what they're saying is— these networking approaches are what leads to women being successful. So
right.
We've said the key to our partnership, the key to our success is that vector system. You right. drive down, I drive out, and that's how we manage
and
ourselves.
And yet, it's starting to shift a little bit. And I am starting to drive broadly and to seek new communities, as I said, where I don't know anybody or anything, and it's very exhilarating.
And I am trying to drill down, both inside myself from like a personal growth point of view, and I'm trying to go deeper into, for example, the community of women. I mean, it was really funny last week. So I forwarded to you, because I was really proud of myself, this email showing you that I had accepted an invitation.
Oh, my God. Not, shocking.
Not only to spend time with a group of women, like a lot of women, but at like a meditation breakfast.
I was just like, who sent this to me and what have you done with my shorty?
Right? But I didn't even really think. I was just like, yeah, I'll go, because that's my new vector, trying to drill down.
My concern is for you that I'm just not sure you can get deep at this point in your life, Suzanne. I think you just need to stick with the shallow end of the pool, and it's cool.
Hey, thanks. So as we wrap up, this is just what I think we want to say to you, is that I think that it's really about you figuring out the toggle for yourself, wherever it is, and not getting too comfortable. You know, the toggle word is really an active one, like it's a verb. That's why I thought it was smart. And when I came up with it, I was like, nailed it.
So you're back and forth. You better look at it. If you're not moving back and forth, you're stuck on one side of that toggle, you're just not going to be successful.
And with that, I'm going to break up with you, because it really is true that this study really made me think that I'm just spending too much time with you. I need to talk.
Okay, that's good, because I'm actually seeking new communities. So whoop, whoop, it works. Check it out. Bam, 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 bam. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Okay, so let's check this out. Rach, you want to go first?
I do. This came from this weekend that I spent in San Francisco. There was a woman there who happens to be an industrial engineer, but she's also a very accomplished cook, and she has come up with this thing. You have to go onto Instagram, because it's only on Instagram. And, well, it's not true, it's only on Instagram, but that's your link. Go on Instagram and search for Oomph Cooking, O-O-M-P-H, Oomph Cooking. And in that link, when you get onto Instagram, you'll see the link to her website. And what this is, these are cooking blends, which is a category that is very unfamiliar, not just to me. It's not – she herself isn't entirely sure whether she invented it or not. She used to call it culture aromatics, and nobody knew what that was. Right. So cooking blends are her particular – it's a process of drying groups of vegetables and vegetables mainly, and ingredients like garlic, mushrooms, tomato, or a French mirepoix, which is carrots, celery, and onions, and dry it all the way down to tiny little packets. So you get these little, it feels like little seed packets. And then you can introduce them. You just put them in like a teaspoon of oil or a teaspoon of butter, is what she was doing it over the weekend. And you add it to scrambled eggs.
I was just going to say omelets, right.
Omelets,
chicken,
you put it in
dressings.
Chicken. You could put it in salad dressings. I'm telling you, it's like a and it's low salt. So it's not like a very salty thing. It's not a spice. It's the exact taste of if you had chopped up onions, chopped up garlic, chopped up celery, chopped up carrots. And she's got a million different mixtures. And it is amazing to travel
amazing.
With someplace where you don't have a lot of fresh produce. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's like if I go on the show Survivor, it's like I'd take that with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking about. Okay, that's awesome. I feel like I need to do a quick revisit of a prior check this out, which I just want to remind people of, which is that over the winter break, My son Josh and daughter-in-law Alexa rented a car and showed up with an Audi that they had rented from Silver Car. It was sweet. It was like this brand new flashy. So let's not forget about the Silver Car app, people. But that's on my Check It Out. So Dad and Claire, his wife, recommended my new favorite show on Netflix, which is called 7 Days Out. It's so brilliant.
You haven't told me about this.
It's so freaking brilliant. And by the way, I want to now like nominate new things for it because it can apply to anything. So it starts 7 days out from any number of events. It's reality. So it's 7 days out from the opening of 11 West Madison's restaurant. 7 days out of the Westminster dog show. Seven days out from the
brilliant.
Chanel Couture Show. 7 days out from a NASA launch. And then it goes 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And it's behind the scenes. It's so addictive.
That's so brilliant.
And you can
That's
think of
so
like
brilliant.
7 days out from like so many things I'd want to watch. And by the way, you're always sure like it's never going to happen. Like the whatever the thing is that it's about to happen is there's no way.
Well, not to be morbid, but you could do it 7 days out from death. Like,
oh my God, Rachel.
From somebody you
Whose
know is going to die.
Plug is going to pull. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You could. Like, they're going to pull the plug. Or 7 days before a birth that's scheduled. I'm trying to now flip this.
Well, Mickey Agarwal would definitely do that
She's
on her
so
Instagram
would.
Feed. Yeah, we need to tell her about it.
Uh-huh. So that's a good one. Okay. Check this out. We'll be back to the big payoff next week. Climbing over mountains and sailing over seas. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave my exit. If you like what you heard, you can find us at bigpayoffradio.com, on iTunes, on the Acast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please, please rate and review us. It matters.